Father of Jesus and giver of the Spirit called Holy, through this worship you call us to reconciliation, to rend and tear apart, to speak a word of peace, not cast a stone. Help us by your powerful gifts to be makers of community, people who are alive in Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the time for Pentecost was fulfilled, they were all in one place together. And suddenly there came from the sky a noise like a strong driving wind, and it filled the entire house in which they were. Then there appeared to them tongues as a fire, which parted and came to rest on each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in different tongues as the Spirit enabled them to proclaim. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven staying in Jerusalem. At this sound they gathered in a large crowd, but they were confused because each one heard them speaking in his own language. They were astounded, and in amazement they asked, "Are not all these people who are speaking Galileans? Then how does each of us hear them in his native language? We are Parthians, Medes, Elamites, inhabitants of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the districts of Libya near Cyrene, as well as travelers from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. Yet we hear them speaking in our own tongues of the mighty acts of God." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians. Brothers and sisters, live by the Spirit, and you will certainly not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh has desires against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. These are opposed to each other, so that you may not do what you want. But if you are guided by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are obvious: immorality, impurity, lust, idolatry, sorcery, hatreds, rivalry, jealousy, outbursts of fury, acts of selfishness, dissension, factions, occasions of envy, drinking bouts, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. In contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Now those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified their flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also follow the Spirit. The word of the Lord.
Thanks.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send you from my Father, the Spirit of truth that proceeds from the Father, he will testify to me. And you also testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. A formal dinner was arranged for a woman who was retiring after working for many years as a town librarian, and many people gathered to honor her for her life of service. So the Toastmaster mentioned many details from her life, how kind, patient she was, how very intelligent she was, and always very helpful to the people that came to the library, especially to little children. So everybody listened patiently, and then when the Toastmaster finished, the woman received standing ovations, and then she got up and she said, "Wow, after such an introduction, I can hardly wait to hear what I'm going to say." I can hardly wait what I'm going to say. That's not, of course, the case. But, you know, for every preacher, the challenge is to let the Holy Spirit speak through them. So the words that they offer are not so much theirs, but the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit knows what each individual, each community needs. So, you know, I was thinking that when I said those words, I can hardly wait to hear what I'm going to say. Just a few weeks ago, you have spoken very clearly. I don't have to say I can hardly wait what you're going to say. We had the annual Time, Talent, and Treasure Ministry Fair. 45 individuals decided to serve in different ministries. Now we have 71 people offering, or 75 new ministries being offered through those 45 individuals. That's what the Holy Spirit accomplishes within us. So I want to thank you for stepping up, for letting the Holy Spirit speak through you. And, you know, because of that, in these future weeks, days, and months, we will see the difference. So that's what the early church did. It was an amazing accomplishment for such a small group of people, because it was not so much them, it was the Holy Spirit working through their very ordinary lives in the world, that they accomplished so much good, transformed the world, renewed the face of the earth. Because that's one of the most beautiful prayers that we say, "Lord, send down your Spirit and renew the face of the earth." We heard that the group of Jesus followers were in the room behind locked doors in the house. When the Holy Spirit came, it shook the entire house, and the tongues of fire, as we heard, rested on each one of them. And then there was no more fear. There was no more hiding. On the contrary, we hear that it was Pentecost, and they came out and preached to those that came to Jerusalem for a pilgrimage, for the Passover. Passover actually has a very ancient history. About 1,000 years before Jesus was even born, it was already celebrated in the Old Testament. It was originally celebrated 50 days after Passover, and Pentecost was celebrated as the Feast of the Harvest. The harvest that God blessed people with. So, but then eventually it became over time the celebration of the law given on Mount Sinai to Moses, the covenant that God made with his people. So there are so many significant events that are put together in Pentecost. Harvest, giving the law, you know, how to live one's life. So, and then, of course, we know that once the person is allowed or allows the Holy Spirit to guide them, what happens? There is no more being guided by the flesh. There is the life of the Spirit that the person lives. Spirit, the life of the Spirit that displays itself in what way? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. We heard all those things. That's how the life of the Spirit manifests itself in a person's life. The life of the flesh, also we heard how it manifests itself. Envy, greed, arrogance, and different other forms of immorality. So again, Paul gave Galatians and all Christians a choice. Do you want to live by the Spirit or by the flesh? Choose. You will see which way is better, which way leads to God. So we know as well which way is better, which way leads to God. So the Holy Spirit is such a powerful guide, a faithful teacher. In fact, Jesus said in the Gospel reading that the Holy Spirit, whom he will send from the Father, will teach you everything and remind you of everything that he taught us. And even teach us more, he said, because we cannot bear it now. So the Holy Spirit will continue to teach us. Let us always allow him to teach us, and let us learn the lessons that he offers. We know where those lessons lead. We know what the early church was able to accomplish. The Holy Spirit personalizes the message of the gospel for each one of us. How can we take that message to the work, to the workplace, to our homes, our families, when we are on vacation or where we happen to be? How can the message be made visible, made understandable? In the first reading, we heard that the apostles spoke, and all the other people that came from different parts of the world heard them speaking in their own language. Incredible thing. Because they were talking about what? The mighty deeds of God. Everybody can hear that. Everybody can learn or understand that language, the language of love. And of course, Jesus said that the Holy Spirit will teach us and lead us to all truth. What truth was he talking about? Who he is, who God is that sent him, our Father. Who we are as God's people, as his creatures. How we are called to live. The Holy Spirit leads us to that truth. Help us understand it. So I was thinking, you know, to what can we compare? Of course, there is no perfect comparison to what the Holy Spirit does in our lives. But maybe this will help. Maybe you have seen the movie called The King's Speech. It's about King George the VI, King of England, who stutters. And he's very embarrassed by that. So he hires this teacher, Lionel, who helps him overcome his stutter. And in fact, towards the end of the movie, I think one of the final scenes, he delivers the speech to the people of England during the time of Second World War. Very important speech. And he delivers it flawlessly. In a sense, that the teacher, Lionel for King George the VI, was like the Holy Spirit is for us. Sometimes we stutter, figuratively or maybe even literally speaking. We stutter, we stumble on our life journey. The Holy Spirit comes to us to renew us, give us a new face, renew our lives. So this is a great celebration, and it is a very special significance for me too, because on Pentecost, 26 years ago, I was standing here at this altar with my knees shaking, saying my first Mass. Somehow the Holy Spirit gave me the strength to celebrate it and to have the people experience something beautiful. My family was here. Many of them didn't speak a word of English, yet somehow we knew what this was about, what we were here for. To celebrate God sending the Holy Spirit upon his followers, upon the church. So God will continue to bless us in many, many different ways. Let us allow that powerful teacher to guide us, to renew the face of the earth through us. We know how much it is needed. And we know that if we are open to that Spirit, if we let him guide us, it will happen.
Thanks for listening to this week's service. To stay up to date on the latest news involving our parish, please visit our website at goodshepherd-sc.org.